This is Sarah Reich with Promise of Paradise. I know, this is the news slot, but it's Pledge Drive, so we're doing something completely different. We've been reminding you of all the great programming we've already brought you. But starting Thursday of next week, November 15th at 3:30 p.m., we're going to start bringing you our Back to the Land oral histories. We'll be doing a lot with this material in the next few months, including continuing to gather it. Here's a little taste of what we'll start to share with you. Just think of it as a thank you for all your kind support. Welcome to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear some highlights from one of our interviews in Elk.
My name is Prue Wilcox, and I've lived here in Elk for about 35 years. My husband and I and our five children lived in Walnut Creek, and we loved it up here. But there were some things that we really had to get used to. I kept telling Del, we have moved to a different place. Oh, about 4 or 5 months after we got the place, I was upstairs and I looked out. There were balloons everywhere next door. And all kinds of confetti and everything. And here was this gentleman. He had the Bible and he had a morning coat on. And he was marrying this young couple, very nice-looking young couple. About 4 months later, I remembered that. And I asked somebody in town, what happened to that nice young couple that I saw getting married next door? Oh, they said, oh, they've broken up, and the minister is living with the bride. Well, I turned to my husband and I said, you see, I told you, we have moved to a different place. Not too awfully long after that. And we were down at the beach. And all of a sudden, here comes this young man in his 20s. And he had this big basket. And he proceeded to take all his clothes off. And he started this dance all around this basket without a thing on, and we walked as far down the beach as we could, but then we looked up and here he was standing in front of us saying, I hope I haven't gotten you all upset at all. We had to avert our eyes, but we told him, oh, it's perfectly all right, go ahead with your dance. He said, it's to my newborn son. And I couldn't think of any gift to give him better than to dance free on the beach around him. So after he had gone back to his dance, I turned to my husband and I said, don't you see? I told you, we've moved to a different place. Another time, we heard that there was going to be a big meeting at the school here. It was about putting in a salmon hatchery down in Elk Creek. There was supposed to be people coming from all over the place protesting, and salmon fishermen that were the sport fishermen. They were coming to speak highly of this idea. Anyway, I went to this meeting, and I came in the door, and right on the floor was this lady, pregnant as she could be, and her husband was massaging her back. And this went on for quite a while, and the room filled up, and they got up and went into the kitchen. And the meeting started. All of the people were representing their side. And all of a sudden, we heard this baby crying and crying. The lady had had her baby. And she came out to the meeting with the baby in a blanket. And she had all of her documents that she wanted to present. And she proceeded to present them the next day, I called my husband, and I said, we haven't moved to a different place. We've moved to a different planet. But I've loved this planet so much.
Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.